The great acharyas tell us, read Srimad Bhagavatam, read Chaitanya Charitamrita. And what are those books about? The perfect devotees who gave their life in beautiful devotional service. Prabhupada wanted us to read his books hours a day. Because by reading about the glories of devotees, we purify our hearts. The Srimad Bhagavatam is histories coming from so many different creations, different days of Brahma, different universes. It has extracted the essence, the most important, illuminating, uplifting stories for our hearts. If we want to become Krishna conscious, this is what we have to absorb our consciousness in. But people will say, oh, you are blind, you are holding your eyes. Don't you see these are false? There's false everywhere. We could be reading newspapers all day to read false. We could be reading the gossip magazines all day to read false. We could be going through again and again and again Ken Starr's files about President Clinton and what he did with this woman. Because we don't want to be blind with all the details. But what is it going to do for our spiritual lives, whether it's true or not? We don't want to waste a moment. We have to go back to Godhead, this life. That is Srila Prabhupada's order. And that comes by hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord and his devotees. So if you want to make spiritual advancement, be simple. What does simple mean? Absorb your minds in reading Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Speak about these things. And some people will say, you're so sentimental. What are you talking about Chaitanya Charitamrita for when this person did that 25 years ago? So what? Krishna's in control. I'm reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, I'm reading Srimad Bhagavatam, I'm reading Nectar of Devotion, and I'm discussing these points with others because we want to become purified. We have come to this movement not to be politicians. We came to this movement to become pure devotees. We read yesterday, Maharaj Pariksit was asking stories about Krishna's incarnations. And Shukadeva Goswami said that your questions are glorious because the answer to your question is to describe the glory of Krishna and his pure devotees. Therefore, they are for the ultimate benefit for all living beings. These are the subjects that we should be talking about. We don't care what anyone says or anyone thinks. If something's wrong, all right, we will. If it is threatening our devotional principles, then we will understand it and put it aside and get back to our real business of hearing and chanting. This should be our focus. And if people are talking about drastic accusations about another Vaishnava, whether it's true or not, maybe we don't know, maybe they think they know. But if there's 1% chance that they may be wrong, what a major aparad will destroy their spiritual lives or anybody that hears it. You are a wonderful congregation of devotees. Don't be blind. Constantly hear and chant the glories of the Lord. That will give you actual spiritual vision. Problems have always been in every religious system because this is the material world. But the essence, the pure substance of what Srila Prabhupada and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us is pure, is intact, and it is available, and we can go back to Godhead in this lifetime. We go for that. We don't want to disturb our mind, any other thing. And if we help each other to follow this principle, then we will be always protected by Lord Nrsimhadev, as Prahlad Maharaj was always protected by Lord Nrsimhadev. If we think we can criticize devotees, find fault, even if a devotee has done something wrong, still, apichet sutaracharo bhajate mamananya bhak sadhureva samantavya samyak babishito hisha. If he's doing any kind of devotional service, Krishna considers him saintly. Even if one commits the most abominable actions, if he is engaged in my devotional service, he is to be considered saintly. That's Krishna's word. If a person is not following the proper principles to protect our own spiritual lives, we must keep a distance from that person. We cannot hear from them. We cannot intimately associate with them. It will destroy our lives. But at the same time, we should not criticize them. They're going through some purification. Let them go through it. That's between them and Krishna. If I criticize, I'll fall down. So we keep our distance, but we respect. That is Vaishnava. When people think, you have to be well informed. How can you go on with your life unless you're well informed? This material world is so full of everything. How much do we have to be well informed? As far as we understand, if we can somehow or other understand who is this Prahlad Maharaj, what is his prayers to Lord Nrsimhadev? We are really well informed. If we can understand this dialogue between Krishna and Arjuna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, we are perfectly well informed. We don't have to. We have the general understanding of what material nature is. We don't have to contaminate our consciousness with all the gory details. It's not that one has to take intoxications to understand that what intoxication is. It's not that one has to have illicit sex to understand why not to have illicit sex. We follow the principles as the great acharyas have given. And we try to somehow or other accept what is favorable to become humble and reject what is unfavorable to become humble. That is essential. Srila Prabhupada explains that unless one is meek and humble to make progress in spiritual life, is very difficult. You become like what you associate with. If you're reading the glories of the residents of Vrindavan, Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, the six Goswamis, Narottam Das Thakur, their words, their teachings, the Lord's transcendental glories, by associating with these people, we become humble. By associating with people who think they have a position to criticize others, we become contaminated. The nature is we become proud. We think I can criticize others. Anyone has the right to criticize others. And then it becomes very free. Sometimes when we're new devotees, we hear about this mad elephant offense. And we're very careful. But then as we make spiritual advancement, we think, now I have the right. I have the realizations. where I can judge anyone. I can say anything about anyone. But the problem is, the Paramatma is listening to every word you say. Not only that, but every word you hear. If you willingly turn on your little computers to read all these things that are criticizing devotees, may be true, may be exaggerations, may be baseless, Krishna in your heart is seeing that you are using your free will not to read Srimad Bhagavatam, but to read about critical statements about devotees. What will Krishna think of you? This is how you're using your time? It's massive, wholesale slaughter of Vaishnav sentiments being conducted by Kali herself. Hare Krishna. We want to cultivate the sentiment of Prahlad that I am unqualified. As Prabhupada explains, I am more fallen than the worm and stool, lower than Jagai and Madhai. One who hears my name loses their piety. One who speaks my name becomes sinful. This is the Acharya's way of thinking. This is a reality. We can attain this state of consciousness, which is the source of all bliss. We could chant the holy names of the Lord purely if we simply follow in the footsteps of the great souls. So here at Ahovalam, with the inspiration of the example of Sri Prahlad Maharaj, let us pray heartily with intense earnestness to Lord Narasimhadeva to kindly remove this obstacle of the tendency to find faults in others, the tendency to hear the faults of others, the tendency to try to compete with others to put myself in a higher position. Sometimes two devotees have the same type of service, and naturally they want to get results, and they compete. They're thinking they will please their spiritual master better than the other if they get better results than the other. But just the opposite. The spiritual master is not pleased simply with the results. He's received with the consciousness in which you're serving. The spiritual master wants results because he wants you to put your heart and soul to work as hard as you possibly can to do your service and to help others. However, if you're criticizing others, if you're developing inimical feelings toward others in the process, then none of the results will even satisfy you. Krishna explains in Srimad Bhagavatam to the Prachetas, I have appeared before you because you have all have such loving, harmonious relationships with each other in your service to me. That is why I have appeared to give you all my blessings. That is Sankirtan movement. Transcendental competition is to try to boost everyone up, not push everyone down and be on the top. We have to understand that in the end, Krishna sees what kind of spirit of respect you have toward the Vaishnavas. He's not going to remember simply the results or the scores. Do not lose track of the essence of what we're trying to accomplish in our lives. Do not be sidetracked by only the externals. The external activities are a necessary format by which we can internally grow. But we should not simply work for the externals and forget about how we're supposed to internally grow through it. If through the externals we're destroying our internal growth, we have missed the point of Krishna consciousness. Gopi Bhartur Padakamala Yora Dasa 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 Anudas. This is our aspiration. To be the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord. And to constantly chant his holy name. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srila Narasimha Dev ki, Srila Radha Gopinath ki. Namaste Narasimhaya. Namaste Narasimhaya.
Namaste
Narasimhaya. Hiranyakasipurvatsaya. Shilankam kani kalaye,
Shilankam kani kalaye,
Ito nisinga parato nisinga,
Ito nisinga parato nisinga,
Yato yato yamita to nisinga, Bahir Nrsimha Hridaye Nrsimha.
Bahir Nrsimha Hridaye
Nrsimha. Nrsimha Madin Saranam Prapadaye.
Nrsimha Madin Saranam Prapadaye.
Nrsimha Madin Saranam Prapadaye. Namaste Narasimhaya.
Namaste Narasimhaya.
Namaste Narasimhaya.
Namaste Narasimhaya.
Avakara Kamala Varena Kama Bhuta Singham. Dali tha hiranya kasipu thamu bringa. Esa badrita narahari rupa jaya jagadisha hare. Jaya jagadisha hare. Jaya jagadisha hare. Thank you.
Jagadisha Hare.
Hey!
Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Vaishnava Brinda ki, Ahovalam Kshetra ki, Gaura Premanandi, Nithai Gaura Hindu, Patitanam Pavani Bhyo Vaishnava Bhyo Namo Namaha Ananti Kori Vaishnava Vrinda Ki
On June 9, 1999, devotees were still at Ahobalam before the 8th day of the Yatra. After an ecstatic kirtan, His Holiness Raghunath Maharaj once again spoke on the glories of Prahlad Maharaj from the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Yeah. Krishna. Krishna Hari Hare, Hari Rama Hari Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you.